Thursday, March 21st, 2024. We are dying all the time. The truth is that parts of us are dying all the time. You probably just lost 500,000 or so cells just listening to this sentence. We all lose about 100,000 cells per second. Fortunately, just as many cells are being reproduced in a healthy body. Healthy bodies have this constant cycle of dying cells and the rebirth of new ones. Some scientists say that we are regenerated every 7 years, which is an enormous relief to me. Apparently, cells that don't die off in the normal cycle are a real problem. These cells are related to diseases like cancer and become problematic because they get in the way and block the healthy development of the body. I believe this is true in the spiritual and emotional life as well. And Jesus tells us so. Those who love their life will lose it, but those who love their lives for my sake will save it. Our failure to let go and let some things die is a primary spiritual disease for new life. Can't come without some death. The failure to forgive leads to the death of a relationship, while anger and bitterness ravage the spirit like a cancer. Holding on to regrets strangles hope before it can lift us to a new life. Trying to control events and control other people leads to frustration, excessive stress, and exhaustion. Forgiveness and letting go of our control are spiritual exercises in the art of dying so that new life may abound. There is not much time left in Lent, but each of us has much work still to do for the new life of Easter to transform us. How is your trying to control events and control other people leading to frustration, excessive stress, and exhaustion in your life? Most of God's angels come to us in disguise. Be an angel and share today's treat. www.treatsforthesoul.org